All right, we're back on Talkin' Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Carrie Crowley. It's a pleasure to have our next guest joining the show. She covers the Cleveland Guardians for MLB.com, Mandy Bell. Mandy, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing quite well myself. Big weekend for the Guardians. It's been an impressive season for Cleveland thus far. Of course, the Chicago White Sox series. You look at the AL Central, maybe no better division race in baseball right now than what's going on in the AL Central. Cleveland in first place entering the weekend, followed closely by the Minnesota Twins and the White Sox with an opportunity to get back in the race against the Guardians this weekend. Just kind of generally speaking, I think a lot of people thought that the Guardians might take a step back this year, maybe weren't pushing all their chips in. What has enabled Cleveland to have this type of success and enter the weekend atop the division, Mandy?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really helpful for them. I know that youth brings a lot of challenges, and the inexperience can create a lot of hiccups throughout a season, and they've certainly had their fair share, but they've really figured out a way to have their youth be a benefit, a big advantage for them. And so coming with that, they have this never-say-die attitude that's really, really forced them into some late-game victories, comebacks. It never seems like they're out of it, and it always seems cliche to say, but it seems like they've really figured out a way to master that approach. They play this really scrappy style of, okay, you don't really have the home run, but you can have an infield single, and if you have enough balls in play, eventually something's either going to fall your way or you're going to force the defense to make a mistake and you're going to take advantage of it. And it's not the flashiest style of play. It's not the typical style that we're used to today. It's a way more old school approach to the game. But they figured out how to make it their own. And that combined with the fact that this division isn't overwhelmingly successful this year and nobody's really run away with it, it's allowed them to stay in it and still be in first place today.
Yeah, I think that that's a really good breakdown. And you mentioned kind of the old school way that this team goes about things. Terry Francona, of course, the manager in Cleveland, and a little reminiscent of the 2010 and 2012 San Francisco Giants for our listeners. Those teams, exciting, but didn't hit the ball out of the ballpark a ton, relied a lot on pitching. And you look at this Cleveland rotation, Mandy, I love what they've got going at the top in Shane Bieber, Tristan McKenzie, and Cal Quantrill. Shane Bieber, I mean, there were question marks about his shoulder health, his arm health, and he's come back and he's answered a lot of those this year.
Yeah, it's been a strange season for him. It's been strange because his numbers are still great. He's still producing, but fans have a little bit more of a concern about where he is. At least it was for the most of the beginning of the season. His velocity was down, and it was wondering if that was going to turn into a problem for him moving forward. And he wasn't the same Shane Bieber we've seen the last few years. And then suddenly in July, he started to really turn it back on and look like himself again. I know his last start, he started to creep back up towards 94 miles an hour on his fastball. Everything seems to be clicking for him again. But no matter what he went through, his numbers have been still great. And so that's just the way that he's been able to sort of force himself to grind through no matter what he's going through. He said this is his first season really making some adjustments and tweaks to his mechanics during the year rather than in the off season. So he's been balancing a good bit to try to make sure that he can still be the same Shane Bieber that we've all seen the last few seasons. He's figuring it out certainly now. And if there's any time to really get going, this is the perfect time of year to do that. So they've had some more ups and downs with their rotation this year than they're used to, but they've definitely started to settle in more recently, and that's certainly going to help them down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a time when Shane Bieber was completely overpowering people. The strikeout totals were off the charts. This year, 9.1 strikeouts per nine innings, still a very respectable number, but the 3.18 ERA, that is near the top of the American League, so very good in that regard. We're chatting with Mandy Bell. She covers the Cleveland Guardians. Big series this weekend between the Guardians and the Chicago White Sox in that AL Central race. And Mandy, I know that Edwin Diaz of the New York Mets gets all the hype as the best closer in Major League Baseball, but Emmanuel Clase, this guy might be as fun as any one to watch in the major leagues right now. Tell us a little bit about him and what makes him so dominant.
Oh my gosh, he's really grown this season. It's been really fun to watch, honestly. I mean, last year you could see the foundation of what could come with him and just how dominant he is, how that triple digit cutter, how really difficult it is for that to hit. You pair that with his slider, and it's been really impressive to watch him really keep every batter that he faces on their toes and off balance. And so to see the growth that he's had since last year, you hear really the only veteran on this team, Brian Shaw, in the bullpen. He's talked about watching Clase not just figure out who he is, but just figure out the more minute things about pitching that the outsiders don't really notice. Figuring out exactly just the, I mean, Shaw talked about the finger pressure that he's putting on the baseball and how he's learning how to do small things like that. Tito talks about how he's learned to be available more frequently because he used to pitch one day and then he would need some time to come back. Well, we've seen him now pitch like 4 out of 5 games recently. He's made himself available every single time. He prides himself in being a dominant closer, and that's really what he's been all season. It's been one of the more comforting feelings for this bullpen because there's been a lot of ups and downs for them, especially because they are so young. But really, every time that the ball's handed to him, it's just like a sure thing of, okay, well, the game's over now.
Yeah, I think just one of the most underrated pitchers in all of baseball. And you look at the stats and you wonder why, because he is just so electric with everything that he does in the ninth inning for the Guardians. Mitty, I want to talk to you about a few of these Guardians position players, and one of them, Washington Fremont High. Stephen Kwan, local guy to the Bay Area. A lot of people were excited to see him earlier this season when the Guardians came out to the Bay. Got off to that historic start and then hit a little bit of a slump, but he's really picked up nicely, still hitting over 300 this year. 771 OPS entering the weekend. Stephen Kwan looks like a big centerpiece of this future in Cleveland.
He's big time. Overwhelmingly so. I mean, the beginning of the year was fun to cover because he went so long without having a swing and miss. He barely struck out. I mean, that's still the same scenario here. But it made a lot of headlines. It got a lot of attention. And then he went through that struggle in May. And I think the biggest thing that everyone looks for is how a young guy is able to bounce back from that first struggle, because everyone knows that that is going to happen. It's inevitable. And no matter how much beginner's luck or whatever it may be that you got off to, you're going to hit that rut. And how can you adjust to the league's adjustments to you is how the feel of what this guy can be as a big leaguer. And when he was able to limit that difficult stretch to only a couple weeks in May and have been so consistent since and has been at the top of their order and really the heartbeat of this lineup, it's been really impressive. It does not seem like he's in his first year in the big leagues. I mean, Tito says it all the time. It's just, this guy is wise beyond his years, and he has tremendous maturity and poise, and it just, he does not look like he's in his first season in the majors. And so he's really been a big pickup for them, unexpectedly so, of being this beneficial for them. And I really do think he's solidifying his spot in this roster moving forward.
Yeah, late August, and he's still got more walks than strikeouts. I can't imagine many rookies have done that. It's just so impressive what Stephen Kwan, a Bay Area guy, has done with the Cleveland Guardians. And the other position player I wanted to ask you about, because there have been trade rumors circulating around Jose Ramirez for so long, and yet the Guardians have held on to him. He's wanted to be in Cleveland and has made that known. What is the relationship like between Jose Ramirez and the Cleveland Guardians franchise, and where does it stand right now?
And it's obviously good enough to be able to lock him up to the deal that they were able to. I mean, he made it very clear he wanted to stay in Cleveland, and I think it's a pretty sure thing that he could have gotten a bigger deal elsewhere if he was willing to go outside of the organization, just because Cleveland has made it very well known they can't sign those enormous deals. They can't try to expand that budget a little bit further. And they did, and they used every penny that they could to make sure that they locked him up for what they did. And so for him to show that he wanted to be there that badly, that he was like, I don't care if I can make a couple extra million somewhere else. I want to be in Cleveland. I think that just shows the communication that they have between him and the organization. I think it shows that he really, truly does want to stay in Cleveland. He loves the organization and he loves the people who are in it. And I know he has a very close relationship with Terry Francona and some of those guys in the locker room. I know he's really gotten close with Amed Rosario. It seems like that there's just a fondness between him and this organization, and now they don't really have to worry about that going away anytime soon.
Yeah, I guess one last one here for you, Mandy, before we let you go, is just how do you see this AL Central race playing out over the course of the next month and a half? And can any of these three teams that are still in the race, the Guardians, the Twins, and the White Sox, make some noise in the playoffs where, I mean, you've got some really stacked teams in that American League with the Yankees, of course, the Astros. This is not going to be easy for any of these three teams.
I think it's going to be a very difficult run for them, whoever it is at the end of the year. I think it's going to be close throughout the regular season between these three of who ends up winning the division. I think it's going to be really difficult for there to be two AL Central teams because the AL wildcard is just so close. And it seems like there's a handful of other teams who just have slightly better records than what the second place team in the AL Central will end up having. So I think it's going to come down to whoever wins the division is going to be the lone representative of the AL Central in the playoffs. And like you said, it's going to be difficult because you start looking down the line of the Yankees, you have the Astros. I mean, there's going to be some difficult teams that are thrown in there. If the Blue Jays end up getting in, if it's the Mariners that end up getting in, whoever ends up they have to play, it's not going to be simple. And so it's going to come down to whether they can catch fire at the right time, just because it seems like the odds are stacked against them. The other rosters seem to be built a little bit more firmly for a playoff type of a run. But I think if one of these teams can catch fire at the right time, you can ride that momentum as far as possible. But it's definitely going to be challenging.
Well, great insight and good look at the Cleveland Guardians. Big series this weekend between the Guardians and the White Sox. Mandy Bell of MLB.com, thank you so much for joining us here on Talkin' Baseball.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, more coming up next. You're listening to Marty, Carrie, and Bill Talkin' Baseball, KMBR 104.5, 680, the sports leader.